Good morning. We continue with the series of Mishnayos. We are again learning Maseches Brachos. We're in Perek Vav, and we're right now starting Mishnah Vav. So, just by way of introduction to this Mishnah, there's a concept of somebody who can make a bracha shomea ka'ona, and someone can be motzi somebody else with a bracha. Now, the halachas for this are well known. We do this all the time. For example, in shul, when it comes to tekiyas shofar, kriyas hamegillah, many other mitzvos, either the bal kareh or the chazan, whoever it might be, will make a bracha. The rest of the shul will be quiet and listen to the bracha, and they'll be yotzei their chiyuv to make a bracha. They'll fulfill their obligation to make a bracha by just listening and answering amen. Now that works very well. It works with Birchos HaMitzvos in the easiest way. In other words, there's a concept called Arvos. Arvos literally means we are connected. And we hear this all the time, the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, that Arevim literally means responsible. You're responsible for one another. And since one is responsible for another, they all have the obligation together to fulfill the mitzvos. And therefore, one person can make a bracha for another person. Another person can actually fulfill a mitzvah on behalf of somebody else. It's an interesting halacha. It's interesting to point out how far this goes in terms of the connection that people have to each other. You know, this is not directly related to our Mishnah, but just by way of introduction to the concept of having someone else in mind or being motzi somebody else with your mitzvah. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Lulav, which talks about a case where they had to transfer a lulav from one place to the next, and it had to go out of the tchum. So one of the cases Mishnah Berurah brings down is in Simen Tav Reish Nun Hey. It's in Sif Katan Gimel. He writes at the end, V'mein lachavero lulav. If a person's friend does not have a lulav, v'hu chutz latchum, he finds himself out of the tchum. So depending on what type of tchum it's talking about, we're not going to get into all those halachos right now, but he's out of a tchum, which is an isur midrabanan, to walk out of that domain. So Mishnah Berurah writes, im ein lo mos, liknos la'atzmo, mutter lezeh l'shalcha, a person can send a lulav out of the tchum to somebody else who doesn't have a lulav. But he continues, avom yesh b'yachalta liknos u'pashav l'aykana, the person had the ability to buy a lulav. He just decided not to buy it. He was irresponsible. Ein omrim la'adam chato b'shvil shiyizka chavercha. We don't tell one person, you go ahead and do an avera, go out of the tchum. Like this person will have the opportunity to shake a lulav. So basically the concept that he sets down is, if a person didn't have the opportunity to buy a lulav, and another person has a lulav, but they can't just simply walk it from one place to the next, because there is a tchum issue here. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the first person who doesn't have a lulav was not able to buy the lulav, then send the lulav out of the tchum. But if he was able to, it's his own fault, and he should have bought it, he was irresponsible. So we don't say that one person should go ahead and do it in avera, that this another person will have the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. Shaar HaTzion, which is also written by the Chafetz Chaim, he has a point to make, and he writes as follows. He says, this halacha that I wrote to you, I was quoting the Magen Avraham and the Chayei Adam, but he says, I really don't understand it. V'eini yodea mashayach bezeh chatei. I don't understand why the concept of chatei applies here. Chatei is the concept of, I will do a minor avera, it's like this, you'll have the opportunity to fulfill a great mitzvah. He continues, says, I don't understand how this is relevant in this case. Deha anu mitzuvim mitam arvos, Liros shegam chaveru ben Yisrael yas the mitzvah satorah vim yechser lo harehu kilu chaser li. This is how the Mishnah Berurah explains the concept of arvos, of a connection, of responsibility, one for the next. He says, if one person does not fulfill a mitzvah which is incumbent upon him on that day, in other words, a lulav, it has a time that it's appropriate. On the day, the first day, it's midoraisa, the first day of Sukkot. Midoraisa, Minatorah, a person has a biblical obligation to take a lulav. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it have to do with chato? I will do a small avera So just another person will fulfill a mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berura, the Shaar HaTzion. It's not a small aver that I will do that somebody else can fulfill an unrelated mitzvah. Mishnah Berura explains that if he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah, if he does not shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, so then I am missing something in my mitzvah. Since we're all connected, if there's one yid who does not fulfill a mitzvah, there is something missing in my fulfillment of the mitzvah because we're connected. So I wanted to bring out that point because I wanted to show you the lahalacha. Lahalacha, this has ramifications. It's not just, you know, a nice concept, we're all brothers, you know, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, we like each other, we're part of the same family, same nation. It's not just semantics. It's a real concept which is relevant to halacha. And if a person finds that someone else is not fulfillment of a mitzvah, he has something missing in his own fulfillment of the mitzvah. And that's why we find the concept that someone can make a bracha, I can make a bracha, and have you in mind, because ultimately we all share the same responsibility for the mitzvahs. I can blow a shofar. Well, that's a little bit different because the mitzvah over there is to hear the shofar. But there are mitzvahs that a person can accomplish. There are exclusions to the din, but there are mitzvahs that a person can do that on behalf of somebody else, and he is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So now, what we're discussing is a similar concept, but in terms of something else, not berchos ha-mitzvahs, but berchos ha-nenim. Berchos ha-nenim are slightly different. Let's see how the Mishnah writes the halacha. Hayu yoshvin lecha. People were sitting down to eat. Kol echad v'yechad mevarach li'atzmo. Everybody should make their own individual bracha. Everybody, you know, even three people coming into a room. You know, let's say it's the Kiddush on Shabbos. People are coming into the room. Everyone's grabbing a piece of cake or some challah, whatever it is, and they want to eat it. The halacha is each person should make their own individual brachos on the food that they are eating. Heisebu, if they sit down and they actually lean, echad mevarech l'kulan, then one person makes the bracha on behalf of everybody else. So we don't have a concept of heisebu on a normal day. Even on Pesach, it's already a dispute amongst the poskim what the proper way to do a seva is. And since we're not accustomed to doing a seva, how to do it, which is the topic before Pesach. But we don't really have this concept of a seva. But the equivalent would mean that they sit down b'kvius, they sit down together with each other, and they establish a meal together. We're going to see how the halacha spells itself out in Shulchan Aruch. But in such a case where there's a kvius, where people are eating together, Echad mevarech l'kulan, one person makes the bracha, and everybody else just answers amen, and then they can eat. Balahem yayim b'toch hamazon. Someone brought them wine in the middle of the meal. Kol echad v'echad mevarech li'atzmo. Every person should make their own bracha for themselves. La'achar hamazon, if it came after the meal. So, echad mevarech l'kulan, everybody should make one person should make a bracha for everybody. V'hu omar ala mugmar, and he makes the bracha on mugmar. Mugmar was a fragrance. What they would do is they would spread out some type of spices or herbs on top of coals, and it would burn the herbs. It would let off a very pleasant smell. So afa pishem mevi'en es hamugmar el achar suda. Even though they only bring it after the suda, they could still make the bracha of baru atzei besamim. Even though it's not part of the meal, nevertheless, they can make the bracha on the mukmar. Okay, so I just want to read the halacha, how it spells out in Shulchan Aruch. Samach Zayin, I believe. Yeah. Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. Im Hayu Shnayim O Rabim. If there were a few people together, Echad Mevarech L'Kula. One person makes the bracha on behalf of everybody else. V'dafka Heisebu Shuderach Keva. That's only if they're leaning. Oh, Baal Bayis and Bnei Beisa, or a Baal Bayis, a leader of a home with his family. Tevike Heisebu. Avum Yoshvim Below Heisebu. They're just sitting around. Kivin Sheinim Nikboim Yachad. There's no kvias. They're not established together as a group. Kol Echad Mevarech Le'atzmo. V'im Amru Nochal Kan Avumakim Ploni Kivin Sheichinu Makim Lachilasan Avikava. If they prepare a time to sit down together to meet, to eat dinner, or to eat breakfast, that's considered a kevav. A feel of law is if they're not leaning. And he continues, v'ho'idna, nowadays, she'ein anu regilim be'seba, it's not common, it's not normal for people to eat with a seba, yeshiva didan v'shulchan echad, o below shulchan b'mapa achas, or without a table, as long as they're on one cloth, havikvias. V'filu v'nei chabura k'seba didu, v'filu, the bnei chabura k'seba didu dami, v'lidan afilu kav v'makam l'achilasam ba'abayis m'ribeso, lo, Mahani Elmkin Yosh B'Shulchan Echad Ma'ap Achas. So again, the Mechaber is just pointing out that nowadays to have a kviyas really would be much easier. You don't have to have a literal haseba. As long as you establish you're eating together, we do this by the Shabbos meal. One person makes a bracha, even though many for Kiddush it's a Berachas HaMitzvos, during the day it's only a Hagaf and it's Midra Abanon. But just in terms of the concept of what person being mostly someone else with Berachas HaNenim, there is a slight difference between being mostly someone with a Berachas HaNenim than being mostly somebody with a Berachas HaMitzvos, and it is as follows. By Berachas HaMitzvos, since we have this concept of Arvus, that we're all connected to each other and all responsible for each other, whether or not I am about to fulfill that mitzvah, I can still make a bracha for somebody else. Because since we're connected, the fact that he needs the bracha means that I am missing something and therefore I can make the bracha for him. However, by Berachas HaNenim, it's different. You can't do that unless you are eating as well. Only if you're going to be eating it, then since you're making the bracha anyway, you can be motzi him with the bracha. It's interesting, in terms of Kiddush, this can be relevant. And there could be a difference between the during the day and the night, although there are various different opinions. But at night, when say you start your meal and you make kiddush, and you've made kiddush already, so the bracha of kiddush is not a birchas hanenim. The hagafen is a birchas hanenim, but the bracha of kiddush that you make on Friday night, the longer bracha, that is a birchas hamitzvos. So now, after you make kiddush, somebody else walks in, and they want to join your meal. So lechatchila, the person should make his own bracha, because why should he make the bracha again? But say it's a person who either can't make a bracha, or the person he's not showing mitzvahs, he can't read, or if the person, I've had this in Eretz Yisrael numerous times where we had guests that were either expected to show up or not expected to show up, we made kiddush and they came afterwards, and sometimes the situation is highly embarrassing for one person to make kiddush on their own, and especially some people are embarrassed to make kiddush in front of other people. Under extenuating circumstances, the Biur Halacha writes that a person can make the kiddush again to be motzi somebody. During the day, it's less lechatchila because, again, as we mentioned, kiddush during the day is all of a bori pri hagafen. And we do say some psukim beforehand. Some people say more, some people say less. But ultimately, the kiddush is just a bori pri hagafen on a cup of wine. So during the day, unless there's really a reason for it, a person really should not make kiddush for somebody else once he has already made a hagafen during that meal, unless he has to make his own personal hagafen. Under those circumstances, he could obviously make a hagafen because he's drinking wine. But if a person does not need to make a hagafen because he made the hagafen already, then a person should not just continuously make brachos. But there are other opinions that do allow numerous kiddushes with numerous brachos, and if the situation is relevant, and contact your local Orthodox rabbi. Have a wonderful day. Tanani Mikasha Omer.